Remember when the mall was the center of 50 suburbia?
The shopping centers have built fountains, commissioned statues, put in restaurants, and freestanding stairways. They've included...
In northern Colorado, the Greeley Mall, the Twin Peaks Mall in Longmont, and the Foothills Mall in Fort Collins have stood for decades as popular shopping destinations and a steady source of sales tax revenue for their respective cities. Times have certainly changed. Two of these malls have been in foreclosure. The other sits on land that can legally be considered blighted. Taking a stroll inside the Greeley Mall today, you see vacant storefront after vacant storefront. Sears and JCPenney are the only remaining anchor stores, and salespeople at kiosks read books to pass the time.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good.
Robert Kosas works at the Radio Shack. The only person in the store, he leans against a display case, waiting for a customer. He says business here is good, but he's afraid the empty storefronts are driving people away.
I know a lot of the owners, and I've even heard some of them say, I'm not going to say who, but they've said that they're thinking of leaving this beginning of this year.
I think the economic situation changed on everyone.
Eric Berglund is president of Upstate Colorado Economic Development in Greeley.
You, at one point, didn't know anyone that was laid off, and then all of a sudden it was your neighbor or somebody in your family. So I think it's a combination of all those things that have sort of happened, and it's almost the perfect storm.
Berglund also points out that some mall owners had little capital during the recession and were unable to keep up with consumer demand for slicker, more modern-looking upgrades.
What we've done for, you know, decades really has created some pretty bad things.
Jeremy Namath heads the Urban Design Program at the University of Colorado's College of Architecture and Planning. He says the traditional suburban mall has outlived its time.
You know, we've created low-density sprawling suburbs, and we're now dealing with all the consequences of these, you know, what I've heard people call dead malls or, you know, vacant commercial strip developments.
Namath says traditional low-density malls built as urban centers, they're out. And outdoor-focused developments like Belmar and Lakewood, Crossroads in Boulder, and to a lesser extent Sentara in Loveland, well, they're in. These places have the stores, but also condos, ice rinks, artist studios, and basically whole neighborhoods.
We have lost that connection with other people that we're looking for, and I think the suburbs are no longer filled with that sort of nuclear family. That in Denver, for example, the suburbs are much more diverse than the city is becoming, and we're finding that out in the 2010 census information that's coming out.
So I went to Cherry Creek to ask mall manager Nick LeMasters what he thought about Namath's comments. He says there is a big change happening in the retail world, but it's not between lifestyle centers and the traditional mall.
Just because you take the roof off of a mall doesn't automatically mean it's going to be a more attractive place to shop. Here we sit inside a typical enclosed mall environment, and we reside successfully right next door to Cherry Creek North, which is really the outdoor village. It's always been a great lifestyle center. So here we successfully coexist.
He says people shouldn't write off the traditional mall concept. However, changes have to be made to keep it and other malls like it relevant and appealing for retailers and consumers. Back at the Greeley Mall, the starting bid for this week's online auction is set at $3 million. That's a deal compared with its one-time value of $41 million. But this is the second time the mall has been up for auction in the past 16 months. The lender was the sole bidder the last time it was up for sale. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.